So let's get right to it. State Representative Valerie Hodges, very active in this legislative session. She joins us right now. Representative Hodges, good morning. Welcome back to Talk 107.3. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing very well. Okay, I got to start with asking about, and I walk into this blind. HB 537 was, I believe, discussed yesterday. The abstract says it would prohibit the purchase, lease, or otherwise acquisition of immovable property by foreign adversaries or persons connected with a foreign adversary. This was discussed yesterday. How did it go?
It went great, Brian. We had really good testimony. What the bill does, it would prohibit foreign adversaries that are listed in the State Department's federally recognized list as a foreign adversary. And there are six countries that are on that list. What it would do, it would prohibit them from acquiring and owning any more critical infrastructure or foreign land in Louisiana. It has no effect retroactively. That it doesn't have any impact on there. We worked very hard during the committee to make sure it does not affect individuals who are here from these countries who are on this list. So we did a lot of amendments. You know, this is not a personal opinion of mine. This is a national security issue that especially China has been buying land. And it should be a great concern for all of us about the future of our children, our grandchildren, when our recognized enemies are purchasing major assets. And so I filed the bill. It's basically a state sovereignty bill. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, we know that Louisiana is the gateway to the rest of the United States. And I think that we need to protect those assets. And it's so the vote, we had a long testimony, went into session, had to come back because we had so many people that came and testified against the bill. I think there was 85 people who put in red cards and testified, and then we voted, and it was 11-1. So we had great bipartisan support because people do recognize what's going on in our nation and think that it's time, probably past time, to do something about it.
What got this on your radar in the first place?
I read an article about foreign entities being the largest landowner in Louisiana. And when I just started digging a little bit and thinking about the windmill farm in Texas that the guy bought, and then he acquired 140,000 more acres that was actually impacting their electrical grid. So 14 other states have passed the same legislation. Yeah. Florida Governor DeSantis just signed it into law, their bill into law last week, and Texas just got it through their Senate. So a lot of states are working on this. And when I just look around and see that how important Louisiana is, not just our ports, but our food supply. We have a lot of agriculture, and we've got, when you think about our enemies possibly owning a large majority of our food supply source, that's concerning. And so that's what got it on my radar. It's not just about military bases. I know there's another bill that prohibits, I think, land within 50 miles of military base. But it's not just about our military base. It's everything else that Louisiana has to offer to the nation. Louisiana is the gateway to the United States, and we need to protect that gateway from foreign enemies. And this strictly is about foreign enemies and corporations who would be working with our adversaries to acquire our critical infrastructure and assets.
We're talking with State Representative Valerie Hodges. Got to ask about that foreign adversaries tag on there, because like you said, there are six names on that list, but that list can vary from time to time. Was there any concern within the debate that someone who isn't currently an adversary would be able to, this bill wouldn't apply to them now, but might after it's too late?
Well, we did have some discussion about that. And mm-hmm. So we are thinking about offering an amendment to just cite the statute where it lists the foreign adversaries. It doesn't change very often,
yeah.
Brian. Most of the time, North Korea and Russia and Iran and China, I would hope they would be one day listed as our allies, but right now they're not. And so these are the countries that are listed on there, Cuba, Venezuela. And so there may be an amendment to just say whatever the State Department says would be our adversaries, but we'll see. Between here and the floor, look, this bill needs to move forward. This is national security experts. We have to see Congress they're working on this right now. They started to select committees on that. So the bill needs to move forward soon. And I hope that we can get it off the House floor and get it on over to the Senate.
We're talking with State Representative Valerie Hodges about a few of the items that she's got in this legislative session. Representative Hodges, I've got to ask you about a bill that you've got out there two bills that you've got out there. I don't know if they're going to run out of time, if they're even going to get a hearing. One of which I really like, the other I have a lot of questions about. Let's start with the one that I really like. This is the Protect Teachers Act. The abstract says provides relative to liability of a public school teacher, principal, or administrator for intervening to protect a student or school employee from a battery or aggravated battery. What's the everyday definition of what this does?
Well, Brian, you know, I'm sure you're seeing all across our nation and here in Louisiana, teachers are in an impossible situation. If they intervene in a fight between two students, they can get sued. If they don't intervene in a fight, they can get sued. And so, you know, our teachers here have one of the most important jobs, and that's educating our children, grandchildren, the future of Louisiana. And we know there's a teacher shortage, and I believe this is one of the reasons, because the teacher, the classroom has become one of the most dangerous places that they can be, you know, with all that is going on. So it's not all about low pay. I know some of that is about it, why teachers are leaving the classroom, but I've heard stories, personal stories, about teachers who intervene in fights. And so if somebody gets hurt, then the teacher could be liable. So what my bill does is protect teachers if they break up a fight, and if kids are choking each other, pulling each other's hair out, or whatever they do, and this is a regular occurrence, I know, because I have two teenagers who go to high school, and a teacher intervenes and someone gets hurt, then it protects them. It gives them they don't have any liability, civilly or criminally, and if they intervene or if they don't intervene. And so that's what the bill seeks to do, is just to protect teachers in the classroom, on school grounds, that they would feel safe. It's not telling them they have to intervene, but if they do, then they have protection from being sued.
State Representative Valerie Hodges, our guest. Representative Hodges, this is one that, I completely believe in protecting teachers. If they want to walk away, like physically walk away from the situation, there should be no liability there. If they step in and solve the situation, that's good as well. But what about the instance where the teacher steps in and just takes it way too far, even escalates it?
Well, the bill does include a provision in there. If there is malice and if there is intent to harm, then they can be charged.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a willful or malicious, deliberate intent to cause bodily harm, this bill does not apply to them.
To me, that makes this pretty cut and dry. Is this one going to get heard?
Well, I keep asking Chairman Fields to schedule it. And we have been emailing and calling for weeks to get this bill scheduled in education in the Senate. And I don't know why, but it has not been scheduled yet. So I'm asking that I'm continuing to ask every week, a couple of times a week, to schedule this bill and the other bill in education, because we have three more weeks of session, but we've got to get this bill heard. And I think it's a super important bill for teachers. They literally, when I met with a group of teachers before session started, was going over my bills, the teachers literally stood up and cheered when I told them about this bill.
We got state representative.
So I need a hearing.
No, yeah, absolutely. And by the way, if you're listening and you want to follow this one, it's HB 86. This would definitely protect teachers in a courtroom after the fact, to be sure. One more we got to get to, Representative Hodges, and this is the one where I don't know if I'm on board with it, and I'm probably going to surprise you with why. The abstract says authorizes an elective course on the history and literature of the Bible to be offered in public high schools. Now, I don't think this is a separation of church and state issue. This would be offering up the Bible as literature. Representative Hodges, as a Catholic, I feel like this kind of devalues the Bible.
Why?
Because you're putting it on the same level as Wuthering Heights.
No, we're putting it's its own category. I mean, it's the most published book in the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
And every year it's the best-selling book in the entire world. And what it does, it authorizes teaching the Bible as literature and history. I mean, what book has more history than 6,000 years worth of history than the Bible? And what book has more literature in it, stories from anything you can think about, than the Bible? And so there are just 1,350 references just to Shakespeare, in Shakespeare, to the Bible. So I one of the things that, you know, you talk about this, understanding of history, geography, the continent, how they developed. history, art, culture, even the holidays we celebrate, Brian. Mm-hmm. A lot of kids nowadays don't know what it really is Easter. What is it really about? The Easter Bunny? No. And so if you talk about literature, we're not, but this is not about religion. It's literature and history. So, and it's elective. It's not required. A school's not even required to teach it if they don't want to. It just authorizes them to. But the good news is that a lot of studies have shown that kids, students, 9 through 12, who take this course as literature and history, their GPA is almost 1% higher than the average student who do not take it. And that's why I think it's important to have a well-rounded understanding of literature and history, the history of the world. There's no other book in the world that encompasses the history of the world. So I think it's super important. We're not requiring anybody to do it. A lot of kids go to private schools and they get to study this, and I think we need to authorize it for public schools as well.
Oh, no, I see. I send my kids to Catholic school specifically for this reason. I want them learning this.
And not everybody can afford to go to a Catholic school
absolutely.
Or private school.
Absolutely. I'm with you there. You mentioned about higher GPAs. Is that among private school students, or are there comps elsewhere, other states?
That was public schools. That was a public school study that was done.
Where did we get that from? Because I want more follow-up on this.
I'll have to look it up, Brian. I can text it to you.
Perfect.
Hold on. I might have it in front of me. Let me see.
If you text it to me later.
It was several different studies.
So you got some fire underneath you when talking about this one, Representative Hodges. Is there any likelihood at all? I feel like this is going to get just shot down because it's the Bible, because you're talking about religion, even though this isn't the proposal. The proposal is the history. But are you going to get any feedback or any kind of recourse to have this actually heard?
Well, maybe your listeners could call the Education Committee or email them and ask them to give me a hearing on this. This passed. It passed unanimously out of committee. It had bipartisan support. There was not one vote against it in our committee. And then off that on the House floor, I don't know. Remember what the vote was, but it was like 70-28 or something like that. So it had a large support, bipartisan support in the House. And so we need to get it over in the Senate and at least give a hearing. I mean, this is something that I think is important to students to help them become a well-rounded student and have a more knowledge about world history and literature concerning this. So anyway, that's all I can do is keep asking.
No, you make a fantastic case for it. And yeah, discussion should be had. This should be hashed out. This should be heard. If it's voted down, it's voted down, but the discussion does need to be had. She is State Representative Valerie Hodges. Fantastic couple minutes with you this morning. Thank you so much for hopping on board.
Thank you, Brian. Have a great day.
You do the same. I wanted to talk budget. I wanted to talk other things.